This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
You know, and that's a question that every one of our lenders, asks in the beginning phase of, hey, you know, this is exciting, but let me confirm here, you know, let's look at this data. Let's look and see, is it effective? Do you have all the information? And, am I going to be able to use it in this market or this area? So what we've done is, as I mentioned, their data is out there. Our goal has been to go out and create partnerships, relationships, to gather and license and pull all that data from a bunch of different data partners, relationships, as well as our own, and gather that and put it into the dashboard. We gather from county records. We gather from, public records directly from other sources. You know, we basically bring it all in. And then what's been really nice for us to see is we feel very confident that we've gathered that data from a lot of the sources. We'll have our clients in those markets and areas say, look up your own LO, look at your own LOS, look at their production and look at it in ours. And, very, very close and accurate in those markets. Now, every now and then, just full disclosure here, there are some markets and small counties that just don't do a very good job of reporting and recording that information. They don't do it digitally. It's still a file sitting in that county office. But, what we're looking at, the numbers that we're running, roughly 85-87% of the U.S. population falls within the counties that we gather that reporting from on the lender side of things. So that gives you maybe a 13-15% of the U.S. population that's in some of those smaller, more rural counties. But now what's been great is, this year, that's been our project, is to go into those smaller areas now and gather it. So just, in the last month, we added a little over 300 of those counties, which actually accounted for close to 14 million people when you look at the population. And so now we're backfilling that and getting it to the point of even where some of those really small areas now get that reporting and coverage. So very powerful on a national level of being able to see it, and even in those markets where you may not think that it would be available.
Wow.
Yeah. And Andy, to your point, I was riding with one of Ben's customers on the Lenders One bus driving out to a function and at the recent conference here in Miami. And Ben's product came up, and I said, she's responsible for recruiting. I said, what tools do you use? He says, I'm a big fan of Mobility RE. I use Mobility RE. And I said, I asked her that very question. She says, the vast majority of the markets, they nail it. There are some markets where you just go out. So I really appreciate that where they don't have as complete data that we have to go out and do some additional research on. So I appreciate the integrity and the honesty and complete disclosure on that point. But she was raving about this, Andy. It was just like, oh my gosh, can you imagine this? She says, my favorite story is I'm sitting there with a loan officer who is applying, and we ask him, so what kind of volume do you do? And I've got the screen and Mobility RE opened up, and I'm looking at it, I closed this much. And they go, oh, you're kidding. When did you do that? Well, I did that last month. He says, I'm looking at a report right here, and it says you closed not six loans. You actually closed three loans, and it was for this realtor, and this realtor, and it was this loan product, and this loan product, and this loan product, and watch the blood drain out of that. And so, I don't know that you want to use it in a way to embarrass people, and we're going to get into best practices, but Joe, can you imagine having a tool like this back when we owned our mortgage companies, Joe? It's really powerful. I love this tool. I love what it's doing for people. It's just so funny when I was in that bus and it came up as just a conversation. I said, what tools are you using? And they go, we use Mobility RE. And I said, actually they called it MMI. And I go, what's that? And I said, I asked them if they heard it. And they said it's one of the same with Mobility RE. So talk about what's the website people can go to? How can they learn more? And And then also just any insights about pricing, because it is pretty much a standard fixed price for this product that you have. If you could give us some insights.
Yeah.
Website
first. Definitely. Yep. So website first. Now, a couple things that you can do. One, you can just go to mobilityre.com. It's our website. You can go there. The interesting thing with the website is for a long time, this was just a beta that we put out there and wanted to see, how effective it was for our lenders. So you'll probably see and notice not a whole lot of marketing and advertising on there for quite some time. But now you're able to go on. You can actually even request a demo right from the site, which will then allow our team to reach out, coordinate, and share the screen, walk you through, pull your markets up, show you individuals within your company and those around you so that you see names, you recognize it, you confirm and verify production and accuracy. So you can go to the site and do that. You know, we've also done some, you know, unique things here with Dave, and we're excited about that. And that is that this has always been an enterprise level solution for us, that, you know, companies come on, they get it as a company, then decide how many people they want to provide it to within the company, whether it's just the recruiting team initially or just the branch managers, or if it's something that they've, you know, decided to give to each of their LOs. But we're exploring some new things with Dave, and that is that we're going to open it up through his channel, and really his channel only, for individuals that may be, you know, smaller than just an entire company, that you may want to get started and then have it roll up through your company as they see how effective it is for you. So we're excited about that. And that, you know, link to that we will get to Dave, and he'll be able to put on his site, which will be kind of that unique way to access at a far smaller entry level than it would be for the entire enterprise. So we're excited about that.
I want to say a special thank you to our sponsors, the Mortgage Bankers Association of America, Finastra, as well as Lenders One and the Mortgage Collaborative, as well as CMLA, the Community Mortgage Lenders of America, Indicom, Cellerate, Ainsworth Advisors, AI Assist, Celebrity Home Loans, Knowledge Coop, Mobility RE, Velma, VendorSurf, Vidyard, and Modex. We're so glad to have all of you here as listeners. Be sure to share this podcast with others. We look forward to having you back here next week. Have a great week, everybody. And do watch out about this coronavirus. Don't let it get over the top for you. Don't let the fear. It's all about leadership, man. How are you leading your organization, or how are you leading in the markets? Be a leader, not a panic spreader, not one that creates the ongoing crisis. Be a leader. Have a great week, everybody.
You've been listening to Lickin' on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Lickin of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening.